WJBC and WJBC.com. It's Harry James, Farm to Table segment time, and it's brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. And with us is Matt Witte. Matt, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Very good to have you on today. And we're going to be talking about caring for the cattle in the cold. And we haven't had to worry about that too much, but I think Saturday and Sunday are bringing us some teen temperatures. So could you describe your farm to us, sir?
Our farm is a typical Illinois farm. We're crops and livestock, so we grow corn and soybeans. Do quite a bit of hay too. We feed that to our livestock, and then we also sell a lot of it to other livestock producers too. And then we have the livestock in too. We own cows with my dad, we being my wife and our two kids, and then we have a small sheep flock too that we take care of.
Well, Matt, you work at one of my favorite places, or at least have a role there at Bloomington Meats, the best meat on Bun Street.
Yeah, I've been back here about 3 years now. I'm a manager along with my brother, and we do a lot of the day-to-day stuff, a lot of the cutting of whole carcasses, and then we do a lot of retail cutting and the day-to-day management business stuff. So.
Well, very cool. We're glad to have you just around the corner here from the radio station. So.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that winter animal care, because I was talking with grain farmers the other day, and this is a time where they take care of a lot of the paperwork, attend a lot of conferences, but you guys are still full steam ahead even as the winter goes on. Tell us about how you're naturally or how the animals are naturally equipped when it comes to this cold weather.
Well, I mean, it's about the same with sheep or cattle. Their internal body temperature is about 102 degrees, so they don't really get uncomfortable until we get down to about 30. As a matter of fact, they prefer it to be down a little lower than we do. But even this time of year, you know, cattle, they'll grow a winter coat in the fall, and it'll be a much denser coat and a coarser coat, too, that helps them handle any of the excess moisture and the cold that comes up. And we, just like a lot of guys, we're actually calving and lambing right now, too, and you'll find a lot of the young ones that come along, they come equipped, ready to go when they come out, too. So it's something that the mom naturally passes on to the baby as well.
Yeah, and they're smart. They know about, body heat creates hot temperatures, and they huddle together, and you kind of see that as you drive along the country roads.
Yeah, they, by nature, they stick together. That's for protection from both the elements and the predators. You get a bunch of them together, or they can provide their own little windbreak and stay a lot warmer together. That can backfire sometimes with the historic amount of rain we've been getting. That creates a lot of mud, and you can't tell cattle to not stay together all the time. So they can create a little bit of a mess sometimes, but that just happens, and you just handle that as it comes up.
What about their body condition in all this cold weather?
Excuse me. Their body condition really just refers to their physical well-being. It's extremely important, especially when you are calving, because that cow has to take care of herself and that calf now. So they need to be in good shape, not too fat, but they need to have a good amount of cover on them so they can stay warm and provide nutrients for the calf. And then that body condition actually can help determine what kind of diet you're going to give them to. So.
Well, it must have been a messy day for you guys. About a little over a week ago, we had the ice storm. We had all that rain. And how does that affect, feed and what do you feed them to keep them nice and warm and healthy during these cold days?
Well, just like us, I mean, when it gets cold out, we all go for the protein and the calories, because we want to stay warm like that. And animals need the exact same thing. So this time of year, you put them on a higher energy diet, and usually that is grain. And then around here, that's most of the time corn. So this time of year, they'll get quite a bit of corn, whether it's like a ground corn or like a chopped corn plant that still has the kernels and stuff in it. And that helps them have energy so that they can stay warm. But then, since, you know, cattle have four stomachs, they're ruminants, they still need some dry matter, which is hay. And so they'll still need that, because that's what keeps their metabolism going, and that's what keeps them warm, is that metabolism.
Temperatures like today, when it's 40 outside, you know the water is going to be just fine. But when you put water in there for them, it could freeze. And what do you do about that?
Well, I'm kind of blessed. I went out and I spent the money to get an automatic waterer put in that's well insulated and stuff like that. So I don't usually have too many issues, but I spent many days chipping ice and stuff like that. But it's that water that actually helps their metabolism too. So if they're not getting enough water, that can actually cause them to get cold too. And even this time of year, you know, a full grown cow that's 1,300 pounds, she'll drink 12 or 13 gallons of water a day. So it's important that they always have a constant supply of fresh, clean water that they can have available whenever they need it.
And the shelter, a place for them to go, and especially the bedding you put down is a major component as well.
Yeah, the big thing is, you know, they need to get out of the elements, some kind of a windbreak. So if they can get out of the rain and if they can get out of the snow and get out of the wind, that's a big part of it. But it also needs to be dry, and that's where the bedding comes in. You always want to have a good layer of dry bedding down because it'll absorb the moisture off of them and provide them extra heat that way as well. Usually that's straw. That's the big thing. But a lot of guys use corn stalks anymore, too. They'll go out and bale those after they get done combining corn in the fall, and that provides an awesome bedding as well because it just wicks the moisture right off of them.
We've had kind of a warm-cold mix this winter so far. It's been a weird one. What about the mud that's out there?
It's a problem. It's not good for the farmer. It's not great for the cows, and especially if you got the cows still on pasture. It can be hard on the pastures, too, because the pastures get pot-marked where the cows walk, and they kind of wash a little bit as they freeze and thaw, and it can kill the grass, too. So it's something you got to keep an eye on. And this time of year, most cattle and most operations spend a lot of time out on harvested fields where they're harvesting some of the grain the combine left behind and spending some time out there. So you can keep them off the pasture for the most part. But the mud, it's just something you have to handle when you have to.
And as we move on to health, I wonder if some of these warmer temperatures we've had this winter, some of the disease that can be out there and bacteria has not died off.
Yeah, cold weather, it weakens our immune system and it weakens their immune system too. So immunization is important. You want to keep cattle up to date on that. And that's important for the calf too, because a lot of that immunity can pass naturally from the cow to the calf, either through being in the womb or in the milk. So you always want to make sure you're up to date on that. Worming is a big part, because if a cow has, you know, some worms or something like that, she can't keep her condition up either. So you always want to make sure the cattle are dewormed and healthy in that way too. But especially with the mud and the excess moisture, you can have a lot of problems with, like, say, their feet. This wet weather can soften their hooves up, and that can allow bacteria to get in. And then if the animal starts to show problems with that, sometimes you just have to go with an antibiotic to get them healthy again, because it's always important to keep them healthy and keep them going the best way they can.
Yeah, a lot of us, that are just eating the product forget about things all the way from the head to the head to the toe, if you will. I mean, it goes all the way there with all of the elements that are outside. So
it's absolutely important to just keep an eye on it. This time of year, we spend we have to do it in the dark a lot, but we spend a lot of extra time going through the herds and going through the flocks and making sure everybody's up and around and looking good and just doing a double check, because especially with calving and stuff like that, it's really important.
Well, Matt, when are you open over there at Bloomington Meats?
Our hours are Monday and Tuesday, 8 to 5, Wednesday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 4, and we're open Sunday also, 11 to 3.
All right. We appreciate you coming on with us today and the segment, the Farm to Table segment, brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you.